In this session, we're going to have two divisions. Number one, we're going to have a message about spiritual food and spiritual drink.
在接下来这段时间里面，我们将时间分为两个部分。第一部分，我们将谈到灵食灵饮。
And the second portion will be the sacramental proper, the Holy Communion.
第二部分，也就是我们正式的圣餐典礼。
So let's bow head and make some prayer, asking our Lord to guide us.
我们同心默祷，求神的带领。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let's sing Him 24.
奉主之圣名，唱诗二十四首。请坐。
Before our study the words of God and have a holy communion all together, we'd like to kneel down and request our divine guidance and divine blessing.
在我们开始聚会，开始我们的圣餐礼之前，我们要跪下一同祷告，求神的灵亲自带领。
Let's be solemn and let's be joyful and be thankful.
能够以非常虔诚的心来享用这次的圣餐。
And let's pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ to sustain us throughout the sessions until this time.
很感谢神的带领，让我们能够继续开始我们这一节的学习。
This is a wonderful occasion for us to learn the words, at the same time to fellowship with the Lord, and we like to have a concluding section for the Holy Communion.
在这次我们有 很好的机会能够来学习神的道理，能与他有这样亲密的交通，我们要以圣餐礼作为我们这一次的结束。
But before Holy Communion, we'd like to study some scriptures relevant to our participation of the Holy Communion.
在我们开始圣餐礼之前，我们要用几段经节来谈一谈圣餐礼。
It is important for us to know spiritual food and spiritual drink in relationship to our eternal life.
对我们而言，能够了解灵食跟灵饮，对我们永生的生命有极大的重要性。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
请看哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, the first portion of the chapter deals with the wilderness journey of the Israelite people in ancient time under the divine guidance and the leadership of Moses.
哥林多前书第十章的前半段说明了以色列民在旷野中所行走的时候得到神莫大的祝福的领导。
And it's very important for us to note this is the typology of our heavenly pilgrimage.
在这里有充是一个很完整的预表，预表我们要前往要进入天国的路程。
The whole procedures typifies how we undergo our salvation.
那么在这里也预表了我们要如何的接受神的救恩。
Now let's read the first four verses.
我们请看前面的四节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1. I want you to know, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Verse 2.
第二节。
And all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Verse 3. And all ate the same supernatural of spiritual food and all drank the same supernatural or spiritual drink, for they drank from the supernatural rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Let's pause here. Apostle Paul talks about the exodus of the Israelites.
使徒保罗在这里说明了埃及人以色列人出埃及的情况。
Of course, it has been a familiar Bible story with which everyone knows.
相信大家都很清楚，也很熟悉这段的故事。
But the main point is that when they departed from the Egyptian bondage, they departed from the control of Pharaoh.
在这里，重点是当他们离开埃及的束缚，也就是离开法老的管辖。
Heading for the promised land.
他们出发前往这个应许之地。
But in the process, they had to undergo certain important stages, passing through the Red Sea, wandering in the wilderness, at the same time, and finally going across the River Jordan.
但是在这个过程当中，他们必须要经过红海，在 旷野中行走，最后通过约旦河。
And the whole process typifies our procedures of salvation.
在这整个过程当中，特别预表我们救恩的程序。
How we depart from the control of sin and devil, how we were baptized, and how we led a godly life in this present day life.
我们如何的从世界这个罪恶的世界跟魔鬼的引诱当中离开，能够在这个现在的生活当中。
Then we look forward to the crossing of the River Jordan for the entry into the promised land, which is heavenly kingdom or kingdom of heaven.
我们期待能够在最后通过约旦河到达那极美的迦南地，进入永生的天国。
The crossing of the Red Sea typifies our baptism.
过红海特别指的是我们的受洗。
And here, the supernatural food typifies our the spiritual manna, the words of God.
这里的零食，也就是特别是属灵的 manna, 也就是神的话。
Spiritual drink issuing from the rock typifies how the grace or the gift of the Holy Spirit has been given us through the mercy of God and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
从磐石中所流出来的灵水，也就是代表从主耶稣从神那里来的圣灵，要特别的浇灌在我们身上。
We going to concern ourselves with the two items, the spiritual food and the spiritual drink for our own mutual encouragement this afternoon.
我们特别要来谈的是灵食与灵水对于我们灵修方面的重要。
As we have learned, the passing through the Red Sea typifies water baptism into Christ.
我们在通过红海，也是接受洗礼之后来信耶稣。
Now we need to have something to sustain our spiritual life.
我们必须要有一些东西能够维持我们这永生的生命。
To nourish our souls,
能够使得我们的灵魂成长。
That is, manna, or we call the spiritual food that we need, the words of God.
那就是 manna, 也就是灵食，也就是神的话。
At the same time, we need something to motivate us.To inspire us into holiness, into the holy kingdom of God.
有时候我们需要一样东西能够促使我们进入神的国。
This precious gift of God would inspire us and lead us and also motivate us into the likeness of Christ.
那么这个从神来的力量能够激励我们，能够保守我们在神的道理当中。
He will help us.Go into heavenly kingdom.
他会协助我们进入神的国。
This is the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵。
Now the Holy Bible describes the Holy Spirit as the water issuing from the rock.
在圣经当中形容圣灵，也就是从磐石中所流出来的水。
Water, of course, refers to Holy Spirit on the one hand. At the same time, it typifies the spiritual gifts from our Lord Jesus Christ.
灵水在一方面解释为圣灵从磐石，也就是从磐石中流出来。另外一方面，也是神给我们特别的恩典。
So we must receive the words of God and the spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit as the sustaining power for us to arrive at or reach the heavenly kingdom.
因此，我们要领受灵食，也就是神的话；灵水，也就是神的圣灵，来维持我们继续走在神的路上，直到他的天国。
First of all, let's study manna.The spiritual drink and spiritual food, according to Paul.
我们首先来谈一谈灵食，也就是 manna.
Let's read the first mention of it in Exodus chapter 16.
我们看首先提到 manna 的地方在出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 16.
出埃及记第十六章。
Now the congregation of the Israelites reached.The wilderness of sin, according to the first verse of chapter 16.
在这里，从十六章第一节，我们看到以色列民已经走到寻的旷野。
Now the people like to ask for precious water.
在这个时候，这个
they like to ask for some precious food.
在这个时候，会众都要求食物
because they have feel tired of abundance of their food.
因为他们所用的食物已经都所带来出来的食物都已经用完了。
They like to have the grace of God.
他们要领受神的恩典。
But this is the time of the announcement of Holy Sabbath.
这也是在同样的时间，也是同神特别宣告 安息日。
So we see that the giving of the grace of God is tied with the announcement of the Holy Sabbath in this chapter.
所以我们可以看到神的恩典同样的也出现了神的安息日。
The Lord gave them quails first.
神赐给他们鹌鹑。
Then later on, the Lord gave them a very precious gift, which is going to be continued throughout the last, the remaining years of the 40-year wilderness journey.
接下来神给他们最宝贵的东西，而这样东西将要维持他们在旷野当中未来的生命。
From verse 1 to verse 5, the Bible concerns their murmuring against a lack of good food or good meat.
聪明。从第一节到第五节，我们看到以色列民的抱怨，因为他们没有很好的粮食。
Then the Lord promised to rain bread from heaven, verse 4.
那么从第四节这边看到，从粮食从天上降给他们。
And then they will gather a day's portion every day.
他们每天可以收每天的分量。
Then on Fridays, they're going to have a twofold or double portion, so that they would not have any gather on Saturdays.
在第六天，也就是星期五，他们会收比平常一倍多的东西。那么在第七天不需要收集。
Now let's read verse 13.
我们请看第十三节。
In the evening, quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning, dew lay around the camp. Verse 14.
十四节。
When the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake-like thing, fine as hoar frost on the ground. Verse 15.
十五节。
When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" Therefore, they didn't know what it was. And then Moses said to them, "It is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat." Verse 16.
十六节。
This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather of it every man of you, you ask as he can eat. You shall take an omer, a piece according to the number of the persons whom each of you has in his tent and following. The mention of this food, this kind of food, which looks like a hoar frost on the ground.
在这里首次提到的形状，也就是个小圆物。
Now, verse 31.
一节。
31. Now the house of Israel called its name manna. It was like a coriander seed, white, and its taste was like wafers made with honey. So, does this manna taste like? The Bible gives it tastes like wafers mingled with honey, and it's like a coriander seed, the small, tiny, rounded object.
在三十一节告诉我们，玛纳的形状以及它的颜色以及它的味道，如同掺蜜的薄饼一样。
Actually, it's a highly nutritious round ball and dew ball.
而这个圆圆的饼事实上是有高单位的营养素在里面。
It is a miracle performed by God.
事实上是一个神的神迹。
And when they don't know how to describe this object, they just say, what is it? What is?
他们不知道怎么样来形容这个小小的圆物体，一直问这是什么呢？
So from Hebrew, manna, what is it? Becomes now the object we describe or we call manna.
在希
object as a noun，
在希伯来文里面说到问到这是什么，事实上就是玛纳的这个字面。
So from this manna, we know people's inquisition. This what is this? And this the gift of God.
那么当人们问到说这是什么的时候，这个玛纳也就是神所赐给他们的恩典。
Bread rained from heaven, to be given for Israel to enjoy.
也就是这个从天而降的东西要让以色列民来享用。
Later on we discover this manna has become very important substance for people to receive.
在之后我们可以看到玛纳对每一个人来说是一个很重要的元素。
It's a heavenly food.
是一个天上的粮食。
They have to get up early in the morning and gather manna from the ground.
他们必须早上早起，以便来收集这些玛纳。
They have to humble and they have to bend down and to pick from the ground.
他们必须很谦卑，必须弯下腰才能够拾起这些玛纳。
At the same time, they have to obey the commandments of God. On the seventh day, they have nothing to gather, so they have to gather twofold on the sixth day of the week.
并且他们要能够遵守神的旨意，神的命令，在第六天要收集两天的份，因为第七天没有玛娜。
It teaches us we need to get up and be diligent in search for the words of God.
换句话说，我们必须起来，而且要奉献出自己来追寻神的话。
Second, we need to humble and be humble in our spirit and be willing to learn the words of God.
再来，我们要内心谦卑，而且有心想要学习神的话。
Those who are haughty, those who are arrogant, could not receive the benefits of the words of God.
那些自夸、骄傲的人没有办法领受神的话。
You have to humble and lower and to pick.
我们必须谦卑弯下腰来拾取这些东西。
At the same time, the giving of manna is related to the giving of the Holy Sabbath, a day of rest.
在同时，在赐给玛瑙的同时，也是神赐安息日给人的时候。
So that this is a reminder. Manna is a reminder for us to enjoy the grace of God in His spiritual rest.
这也是玛瑙，也是再一次的提醒我们，这是我们的食物。也同样的能够享受到神的安息。
God will give, God will provide.
神会预备，神会准备一
切。This is the teaching, and this is the reality of the giving of the manna.
这也就是玛瑙真正出现的时候。
Later on, when Jesus was preaching the gospel of the kingdom in the land of Galilee,
在之后，耶稣在加利利传扬神国的福音的时候
，He performed mere manifold power of God in the miracles and signs and divine healing.
当他展现出他的能力来行神迹奇事的时候
，One time he was in the neighborhood of Capernaum in the northwest of the Sea of Galilee. He multiplied two fish and five loaves of bread to feed about 5,000 multitude.
当在加百农，也就是加利利海边的时候，主耶稣行了一个神迹，也是用5个饼两条鱼。来喂饱5000人。
For that the miracle, people marvel very much.
在那个时候，许多人都感觉到非常的惊讶。
They thought that this must be the prophet mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 18 came to this world.
这一定是在《生命记》当中18章当中所提到的这个先知已经来到我们的面前。
So they like to follow Jesus, and in attempting to crown Jesus as their king,
他们跟随耶稣，甚至要立耶稣为王。
But the Lord is not the king.Of this world.
但是主耶稣却不是这个世界的王。
His kingship lies in the spiritual kingdom.
他的国王是他的国在天国。
In the kingdom of God.
在神的国里面。
When Jesus has performed that miracle of multiplication of bread and fish, many people wanted to follow Jesus.
当主耶稣施展那个神迹之后，许多的人愿意来跟随他。
So let's read John chapter 6.
我们请看约翰福音第六章。
After Jesus had gone across to the other shore,
当主耶稣过了海到对岸的时候
the multitudes also followed him very attentively.
我们可以看到许多的人很积极的在跟随他。
And the Lord Jesus said to them on their reunion,
主耶稣在这个时候告诉他们
Let's read John chapter 6.
请看约翰福音的第六章。
If we could read the first portion, it is about feeding the 5,000.
前半段，也就是说，主耶稣给五千人吃饱。
Followed by the action of following Jesus or seeking to follow Jesus of the multitude.
在之后，我们可以看到会众很殷勤的来跟随他。
Now we come to verse 25.
我们请看25节。
When they found Jesus on the other side of the sea, they say to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Verse 26. Jesus answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Verse
27.
Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him has God the Father set his The Lord Jesus Christ detects their inner thoughts.
在这里，主耶稣了解他们心里在想。
Those followers would like to eat bread and receive the material again from the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些跟随他的人都是想要得到物质上的食物，得饱足。
They had that kind of experience, and they like to have a repetition of that kind of experience again.
因为他们曾经被耶稣喂饱，因此他们极希望再看到一次。
But the Lord wants to point to them. A very important abiding truth to them.
但是主耶稣在这里要很清楚地指明这里面的含义。
Try to compare the material with the everlasting or permanent value of the spiritual realm or spiritual reality.
在这里主耶稣做了一次很明确的比较，也就是物质以及属灵的比较。
Material which is perishes,
属物质的是必定毁坏。
It corrupts,
会朽毁。
And yet the spiritual which sustains one's spiritual life at the same time it will last.
但是属灵的方面却是永生的食物。
So the Lord Jesus Christ pointed out to them, do not labor for the food which corrupts or perishes.
因此主耶稣在这里说，不要为那必坏的食物而劳力。
But rather you must toil and seek for the abiding truth or the eternal life.
相反的，而是要为永生的食物而劳力。
So this is a good lesson for us.
这是一个很好的教训。
We often preach to outsiders and to let them understand the value, the permanency of the eternal life.
我们常常告诉其他的人，告诉说我们永生的重要性。
So that they could really set their value system or their value on the spiritual value of kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因此我们可以将我们的价值观放在永生的生命上面。
Then Jesus wanted to expound. He is nothing but, or he is none other than the heavenly food given to man.
他在这边告诉我们说，他没有其他的属灵的食物可以给我们。他自己本身就是属灵的食物。
He is none other but this heavenly food, the heavenly manna, which he wants, which the Father wants to give all humankind.
他自己就是属灵的食物来给人类。
So from chapter 6, especially from this passage on, we could see the exposition of the value of the abiding food and the spiritual manna.
在这里，在紧接下来我们可以看得到，在这里特别强调这个食物的重要性。
People wanted to do the work of the Lord or of God, and they say, what shall we do so that we do the works of God?
在这里我们常常会问到我们应该做什么事情来服侍神。
Then Jesus points out, you must believe in the one who sent me and the Son of God.
在这里主耶稣说，你一定要相信这个父，差我来的这个父。
You must believe God and accept God as true God first.
你必须要能够信神，而且接受神是独一真神。
At the same time, you must believe him, in him who he, the Father has sent.
并且要能够相信在我里面有那父差我来的。
You believe Father, but at the same time I am the Father. I was sent, yes, okay, but I am in one with Father.
你信父，但是要信那差我来的。
So this is the very important guidance for the people to know the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
这也是很明确的指示我们，主耶稣也就是
Who has done the work of salvation of the Heavenly Father?
也就是完成天父所交代救赎的命令。
Then after that, he shifts the attention of the people to the food, which they concerned.
在这个时候，主耶稣将众人的注意力集中到他们所关心的食物上。
Now, verse 35.
35节。
Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger."And he who believes in me shall never thirst. Verse 36.
36节。
But I say to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. Verse 37.
37节。
All that the Father gives me will come to me, and him who comes to me I will not cast out. For verse 38.
38节。
For I am come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Verse 39.
39节。
And this is the will of him who sent me, and I shall.Should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up at the last day. And this is verse 40.
40.
The will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Jesus talks very clearly about the interrelationship between the Heavenly Father and himself.
在这里主耶稣清楚地解释了他与天父之间的关系。
His work, his will,are the will and the work of the Heavenly Father.
他的使命以及他的心意，也就是天父的使命，天父的心意。
Now the Word made flesh as a concrete manifestation of the invisible God.
我们可以看得到，道成肉身来到这个世界上，使我们能够亲眼见到。
Then from this Son of Man, you could receive the words of eternal life.
从人子的身上，我们可以接受到这生命的粮食。
And this words of life, Jesus compared to manna, a spiritual food.
而这个生命的粮食，主耶稣比喻就是他玛拿以及生命的粮。
So this is very important for us to consider.
所以这是值得我们去深思的。
Today we like to seek for eternal life.
今天我们寻求永生的生命。
We need to know God and believe Jesus.
我们必须知道神，而且相信耶稣。
But first, more importantly, we need to receive the words of eternal life. That means words of truth.
但是更重要的，我们要在真理上得到生命的粮。
Then Jesus continues.
再下来，我们看到主耶稣。
I am the bread from heaven.
他说，我就是生命的粮。
And then Jesus talks about a comparison.
在这里，主耶稣用了比较。
In ancient times, during people wandered through the wilderness, they ate manna, and yet they finally, eventually they died.
在以前的在古时候，以色列民吃玛纳，但是他们还是会死。
That means your fathers, Israel, your fathers ate manna, and yet they died.
也就是你们的祖先以色列人虽然吃了玛纳，但是还是死。
That proves, material food could not give anything valuable.
这也就证明属物体的食物不能够有任何的价值。
It can only sustain your daily life and that's all.
只能够维持你每天的生活而已。
And Jesus keeps saying that he is the heavenly food you must receive.
在这里主耶稣特别的强调，我就是生命的粮，你一定要接受。
Let's read verse 47.
请看43节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. Verse 48.
48节。
I am the bread of life.Okay, well, let's read that. Verse 49. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and yet they died. Verse 50.
50节.
This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. Jesus was talking about twofold meaning.
在这里主耶稣说到了两个意义。
Jesus himself descends from heaven and presents himself as the incarnate Logos.As an incarnate word.
主耶稣在这个时候他从天上下来也表现出他自己就是一个
承受神的道。
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 道成了肉身。
And then he presents bodily and fully the divine and human nature.
而且他能够展现出人性。
So if you want to know God, then this is Jesus, who is the word of God.
如果你想要知道神那么在你面前的主耶稣就是神的道。
Because in John 14 verse 6, Jesus said, I am the word, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
就好像约翰福音十四章所提到的，他说我就是道路，就是真理，就是生命。
The way, also the word.
是道路，也是真理。
The way also conducts, which conducts us back to the Heavenly Father through Jesus.
这个道路也是指引我们回到天国父的身边。
The truth is the word.Of abiding value, of a permanent value.
这个真理，也就是神的道，具有永生的价值。
Then Jesus spoke those words.
那么主耶稣就是传这些道理。
So no wonder, let's read John chapter 6, verse 63.
我们请看六章的
verse 63.
六十三节。
It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words that I have spoken to you are spiritual.And are life-giving. So we receive the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to receive two aspects of benefit.
当我们接受神的教训之后，同样的，我们也领受到两方面的益处。
Number one, we receive not pertaining to material, but rather to spiritual.
第一点，我们不只是肉体上，并且是属灵意义上面。
We receive the spiritual aspect of the teaching.Of the Lord,
我们接受神所给我们的教训。
So we know the spiritual mystery.
因此我们知道神的奥秘。
So we can enter the mystery depth.
我们可以进入这属灵的奥秘。
At the same time, we can have a spiritual understanding and spiritual strength.
同样的，我们可以有属灵的知识以及属灵的能力。
Because God's words are spiritual.
因为神的话是属灵的话。
At the same time, we have a life.
同样的，我们也得到生命。
Because God is.The words of God are so powerful and effective.
因为神的话是带有能力的。
It merges into you as part of your spiritual life, and it becomes the source of the spiritual or strength or spiritual source，
在进入我们的属灵生命当中，转变成我们属灵生命的大的力量。
We call spiritual resourcefulness。
我们可以说这是属灵的泉源。
It's a resource of life，
是一个生命的泉源。
Deriving from the words of God， which are so effective and so powerful，
这个能力也就是从神的话得来的。
So those who are well equipped and fully storing up the words of God are a strong person， a strong spiritual character。
所以如果我们能够装备自己，用神的话充实我们自己，那么我们就是有力量的人。
So let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12。
请看希伯来书第四章第十二节。
This is a recapitulation of how dynamic and how wonderful the words of God are.
第四章第十二节，这里说到神的话是具有动力的。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12。
希伯来书第四章第十二节。
Chapter 4 verse 12 of Hebrews. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow,
两刃利的剑
to describe the dynamism and the powerfulness of the divine word,
来形容主的道的活泼性以及它的功效。
So with the words of God, we become a living and become dynamic.
我们用神的话在我们心中成为力量，变为活泼有生命力。
Powerful enough to sustain our spiritual life and to resist all kinds of guiles and temptations from the devil.
这个力量不只是维持我们属灵的生命，并且能够抗拒所有的试探。
And Jesus' words, His teaching are these sources.
而主耶稣的话，主耶稣的教训就是这个泉源。
So Paul said, the manna which the ancestor ate referred to Jesus.
因此保罗在这边说到，祖先们所吃的玛拿，也就是主耶稣之基督。
The words of Jesus.
也就是耶稣的话。
So this is spiritual food.
这就是零食
we have to eat today.
今天我们必须要享用。
So that we have to study the words of God, listen to the words of the Lord, and practice the words.
我们已经开始学习神的话，我们要能够实现在我们的信仰生活里面。
Now let's come to the second item in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们再来谈到第二项，也就是哥林多前书十章里面所提到的。
It will warrant our further and deeper understanding about spiritual drink and the rock.
如果我们很深思的想一想，什么是灵水，什么是灵盘的时
候。And of course, there's a very good and great deal teaching to us.
当然，我们会领受到更深一层有价值的教训。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and verse 3 and 4 again.
我们再念一次《哥林多前书》第十章第三节、第四节。
Verse 3 and verse 4.
第三节
and all the Israelites in the wilderness ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drink from the spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Okay, here we just encounter one word, typology, T-Y-P-O-L-O-G-Y. Typology means things, events ofcharacters and events in the Old Testament.
在这里我们可以看到在旧约圣经所出现的东西
human figures or events,
也许是人事
which these things prefigure Jesus Christ and his redemptive action, a redemptive act.
在这里预表了主耶稣本身以及他救赎的工作。
So you could see this kind of interrelationship between Old Testament and New Testament. This is a prophecy, promise, and this is a fulfillment.
所以我们在这里可以看到旧约和新约之间的关系。在旧约我们可以看得到预言，在新约我们可以看得到它的完成。
We see the shadow in the Old Testament. We see substance in the New.
我们在旧约看到的是影，在新约看到是实质。
This is the promise, and yet this is a fulfillment.
在另外一边是应许，在另外一边是完成
okay,
成全。
We see Isaac being offered on the Mount Moriah.
我们可以看到以撒要被献祭在摩利亚的山上。
He typifies Christ.
他就预表着基督。
How he was offered to God for the sake of humanity.
从他被献祭的情况来说，我们就可以了解到
他预表也基
督被钉十字架，
也就预表着基督被钉十字架的情形。
Then the same thing is true when we see how Israelites pass through the Red Sea. We know this typify our being baptized into Christ.
当我们看到以色列民通过红海的时候，让我们可以了解预表着我们要接受洗礼。
Just as a manna, we could see this manna typifies our living words of God today.
借着玛拿可以预表着我们要接受神今天的话语。
The same analogy will apply if we read the spiritual drink, which will be applied to the Lord Jesus Christ.
同样的方法，当我们看到灵水的时候，也代表了耶稣基督。
The rock was Christ.
这个灵磐，磐石就是基督。
We should say the rock was figurative speaking the Christ.
这个磐石也就预表着基督。
You should not say the rock there, that rock is Christ. That doesn't mean that.
我们并不是说那块石头就是基督。
But rather from the perspective of, the typology, from the typological significance, you know, that rock anticipates or typifies the Lord Jesus Christ.
从那个磐石随着以色列民的那块磐石，让我们了解到从它的性质里面，我们了解到那就代表基督。
And the Bible has a consistent teaching in this typology.
那么整本圣经我们也看到这样不断的教训。
Number one, there are two instances where we could see the rock issue water. From rock, water issue.
从两个事件当中，我们可以看得到磐石流出水来。
And we're going to begin to appreciate the typological significance of those two passages.
那么从这两段经节，我们可以真正的看出这种预表性。
Number one in Exodus chapter 17.
第一个是在出埃及记的第十七章
，Exodus chapter 17，
出埃及记的第十七章。
This is the how the congregation went up to the wilderness of Sin。
在这个时候，说到以色列全会众来到了逊的旷野。
They come upon the same condition, the shortage of water.
那么他们同样出现了一个问题，也就是没有水可以喝。
Then let's read from verse 1.
请看第一节。
All the congregation of Israel moved on wilderness of Sin by stages according to the commandment of the Lord and came at the Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Verse 2.
第二节。
Therefore the people found fault with Moses and said, Give us water to drink. And Moses said to them, Why do you find fault with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?Verse 3.
第三节。
But the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? Verse 4.
第四节。
Moses cried to the Lord, What shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me. Verse 5.
第五节。
And the Lord said to Moses, Pass on before the people.Taking with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the rod with which you struck the Nile River, and go. Verse 6. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, Mount Sinai, and you shall strike the rock, and water shall come up out of it, that the people may drink. Now let's read on. And Moses did so, and in the sight of the elders of Israel, he called the name of the place Massah.And Meribah, because they found fault finding of the children of Israel, and because they put the Lord to the test by saying, Is there the Lord among us or not? Very simple line of story.
在这里我们看到非常直接明确的一个故事。
A lack of water invites murmuring and complaints from the people.
因为缺水的缘故，以色列民向神抱怨。
They are furious and they are rebellious.
他们非常的不耐心，很烦怨的来向神
，ready to stone Moses to death，
甚至要打死摩西。
Because it is Moses who brought them out of Egypt，
因为确实是摩西将他们带领出来。
And they have come to a desert place without any water，
在这个时候，他们来到这种旷野没有水的地方。
And Moses request and besought to God，
在这个时候，摩西只有向神来呼求。
He cried to the Lord for solution。
他向神呼求，想得到答案。
And the Lord gave a solution to them.
这时候神给他们一个结果。
So bring in your hand the rod with which you struck the river Nile.
也就拿起你手边的杖，也就这个杖先前击打过河水的。
Then go before the people, along with the elders. You will strike the rock, and the rock will issue the water. 带着以色列的几位长老从百姓的面前经过，并且击打磐石。Listen carefully. The rock after being struck and being stricken, water out of it can come.
这个磐石必须被击打过，才有水会流出来。
How to what extent it represents Christ?
从这一点，我们怎么样能够看出它预表基督呢
？How does it typify Jesus Christ？
在这里，怎么样能够看出它就是基督呢
？Apostle Paul, that rock typifies Christ。
保罗说到，这磐石就是基督。
Let's come to the second instance。
我们请看第二个事件
，Numbers chapter 20，
民数记二十章。
This is another occasion for people to make complaints, and also they are ready to rebel against the Lord and Moses。
在这里我们又看到同样的事件发生。
Numbers chapter 16,
民数记第二十章。
Numbers chapter 20, I'm sorry. From verse 10, let's read from verse 1-2.
第一节。
Let's just paraphrase what is going on.
我们可以了解一下到底这个故事是如何。
They came to the wilderness of Sin.
他们来到寻的旷野。
And then they complained to Moses and Aaron.
他们在这里向亚伦跟摩西抱怨。
Because they suffer from a shortage of water.
同样的，他们也因为没有水喝。
And they also said, we'd like to go back.
他们甚至说，我们想要再回去。
Because this is a desert.
因为这个地方是沙漠。
All conditions, weather, soil, and the journey are so difficult.
所有的客观因素对他们来说都是困难的。
And now we don't have water.
在这个时候我们没有水。
And now let's read verse 6.
请看第六节。
Numbers chapter 20, verse 6. This is how Moses and Aaron cried to the Lord.
在这里我们看到摩西跟亚伦向神呼求。
Then Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the tent of meeting and fell on their faces.And the glory of the Lord appeared to them, verse 7.
第七节。
And the Lord said to Moses, Take the rod and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron, your brother, and tear the rock before their eyes to yield its water. So you shall bring water out of the rock for them. So you shall give drink to the congregation and their cattle. This is the commandment of God.
这是神的命令。
Simply, take along with you the rod and You will go to the rock and tell it, the water will come out.
在这里，这边说到，你只要拿着你的杖跟亚伦吩咐磐石出水。
Unfortunately, Moses didn't do as commanded by God.
但是很可惜的，摩西并没有按照神所吩咐他的来做。
Let's read from verse 10.
请看第十节。
And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them,Hear now, you rebels, shall we bring forth water for you out of this rock? And verse 11.
十一节。
And Moses lifted up his hands and struck the rock with his rod twice. And water came forth abundantly. And the congregation drank and their cattle. See, Moses did not according to the commandment of God.
从十一节我们看到摩西的做法并不是按照神的吩咐。
Instead of...He chided the people. He chided the people.
但是他是一个，
但是他是一个，斥骂百姓。
他是一个很有，
他斥骂责骂百姓。
他甚至责骂百姓。
Then out of fury, he lifted up his hand and struck the rock.
他在很生气的情况下，用杖击打磐石。
With his rod, he struck the rock.
他用了他的杖来击打的磐石。
Of course, water also came out.
当然，许多的水流出来了。
But the pronouncement of God's judgment came.
但是在这个时候，我们可以看到神的义怒来到。
审判。
神的审判来到。
Let's read verse 12.
我们请看十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。
And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Because you did not believe in me.To sanctify me in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. Verse 13.
十三节。
And these are the waters of Meribah, where the people of Israel contended with the Lord, and he showed himself holy among them. Moses struck the rock twice.
摩西用杖击打磐石两下。
And the water came out.
水流出来。
And this is a violation of the redemptive plan of God.
这事实上是预表了神救赎的工作之一。
他违背了，干犯了。
他违背了神的工作。
Because God indeed actually provide a way for people to receive the grace through Jesus.
事实上，神准备了正确的方法，要为人类准备救恩的福音。
This rock actually presents Christ in another stage.
在这个时候，这个磐石代表了主耶稣在不一样的事情。
We have just asked a question. We just asked a question just now.
我们刚才问了一个问题。
To what extent the rock in Exodus chapter 17 represents Jesus?
那个在出埃及记十七章的那块磐石怎么样预表了主耶稣呢？
And now this rock in Numbers chapter 20, how could it represent Jesus? Or to what extent or to what degree it represents the Lord Jesus Christ?
在民数记二十章这一块磐石又在哪一方面预表了主耶稣？
But if we search for the meaning, we come to understanding that the first rock is a lowly rock.
当我们真正了解之后，第一块磐石可以说是一个比较
低下的
磐石。
It represents humble, lowly Jesus in his fleshly existence.
这预表了主耶稣在肉体上他的谦卑，他的顺服。
The Lord Jesus Christ becomes humble and poor and suffer for our sake.
主耶稣来到世界上是以谦卑为人仆人的形态来到世界上。
Then let's turn to second Philippians. Let's turn to the second chapter of Philippians.
我们请看腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2 from verse 6 to verse 8.
腓立比书第二章。
This is a very important indication of Jesus' humanity and his mission as a Messiah.
在这段经节充分地表现出主耶稣成为人的形象，也成为弥赛亚的形象。
How he wants to save us and die.
他如何的拯救人类，如何的受死。
Philippians chapter 2 from verse 6.
腓立比书第二章第六节。
Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. Verse 7.
第七节。
But emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man. Verse 8.
第八节。
And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Lowly, humble Jesus took a form of a servant.
在这里我们可以看得到卑微谦卑的主耶稣成为仆人的样式。
He obeyed the divine will until up to the point even died death on the cross.
他遵守神的命令直到死在十字架上。
So when he died for our sin. Then someone pierced his side. You can see water and blood issued.
他为我们死在
from.
他为了我们的罪死在十字架上，当着兵丁插入他的肋旁的时候，可以看到水和血一同流出来。
This is recorded in chapter 19 of John.
这是记载在约翰福音的第十九章。
Verse 34. Water and blood coming out from the side which the Lord has been pierced.
也就是水和血同时的从主耶稣的身边流出来。
Jesus was stricken.
主耶稣被鞭打。
So he has blood.
所以他有血。
That's the first rock.
这是第一个磐石。
So Moses strikes at the rock and the water comes out.
因此摩西击打磐石，所以水流出来。
That's how Jesus died for us when from his side water and blood come out therefrom.
这也就是代表主耶稣基督为我们而死，被鞭打之后在他的肋旁有水和血流出来。
It opens a way of salvation, which is a new and living one.
这也就是开了永生救赎的道路。
Now the second rock, it is different.
第二个磐石却不同。
If we study the original word for the first rock in Exodus chapter 17,
如果我们用原先的字眼学习出埃及十七章那个磐石
，that word very miraculous, very wonderful. That word means Hazu. Simply means sung as Zhu, the lowly rock.
也就是一个 活动的粮，活动的磐石。
嗯，不是，刚才那个地下的磐石发音叫做哈柱，柱儿的音哈，发音是这样子，那个字是这样子。And the second rock in Numbers chapter 20，
在第二个磐石，民数记二十章。
The rock is a bold, is a soaring, is a towering rock， 高耸的。
在这个磐石，也是一个高耸的磐石。
The word is Hasela, Sela, Hasela。
这个字也就是高耸的意思。
So S-E-L-A, that means the towering and the soaring rock。
在原文的意思，也就是一个高耸巨大的磐石。
What it represents is the risen Lord, exalted Lord Jesus Christ。
在这个代表的意思，也就是神已经提升耶稣。
After resurrection, Jesus ascended to heaven into the glory of the heavenly Father。
当复活之后，主耶稣升天，回到天父的身边。
So he is already arisen. He already risen and also ascended to heaven。
他已经复活升天了。
He is a glorified Lord。
他是一个荣耀的主。
So to him we only pray and request. We should not strike him again。
所以对他而言，我们只能够向他求，向他祷告，不是来鞭打他。
Moses commits a very grievous, we call spiritual sin in this instance。
在这个民数记二十章这件事件上面，摩西犯了一个很严重的错误，
属灵的罪。It is not his anger that God disqualified him from entering the land of Canaan。
并不是因为他生气，所以神使他不能够进入迦南地。
It is rather he violates the typological scheme of God's salvation，
而是他干涉了神原有的救恩计划。
The Bible says we should not re-crucify Jesus after Jesus has ascended to heaven。
圣经告诉我们，我们不能够再将耶稣第二次钉死在十字架上。
But Moses did strike twice。
但是摩西在这里却击打磐石两下。
Of course, we could see how the water coming out of that rock。
当然，我们可以看到有许多的水从磐石中流出。
But it is a violation of the divine redemptive plan of God。
但是却干犯了神原有的大计划。
This is a warning to us。
这是给我们一个警告。
After we are baptized, we should keep ourselves holy. We should not commit any sins。
当我们在
immortal and mortal sins，
当我们在受洗之后，我们应该极力的保持我们不干犯任何的罪过，
致死的
罪过。
We prone to commit errors or faults, but we could be forgiven if we request the Lord's grace。
我们常常会犯一些过错，但是在我们的祷告当中，我们可以求神的怜悯。
But by no means shall we commit mortal sins。
但是无论如何，我们绝对不能够犯致死的罪。
Because that would disqualify from you entering the heavenly kingdom or eternal life。
因为那可以直接去除你进去天国的资格。
Moses striking the rock twice represents his willful committing sin or mortal sins against God, re-crucifying Jesus。
在这里，摩西击打磐石两次，可以看得到他是就是干犯了神的
重定十字架。
也就是将主耶稣重钉在十字架上。
And that is a serious sin.
这是一个
unpardonable sin.
这是一个没有办法被原谅的罪过。
Now let's read the Hebrew chapter 6.
请看希伯来书第六章。
Hebrew chapter 6, let's read verse 4.
希伯来书第六章的第四节。
Hebrew chapter 6 verse 4 and following up to 8.
到第八节。
For it is impossible to restore again to repentance those who have once been enlightened,who have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit. Verse 5.
第五节。
And have tasted the goodness of the word of God and the powers of the age to come. Verse 6. If they then commit apostasy, since they could crucify the Son of God on their account and hold him up to contempt. Verse 7.
第七节。
For land which has drunk the rain that often falls upon it and brings forth vegetation useful for those who say it is cultivated, receives a blessing from God. Verse 8.
第八节。
But if it bears thorns and thistles, it is worthless and near to being cursed. Its end is to be burned. Nor do not re-crucify Jesus Christ.
我们绝不能再将主耶稣基督重定十字架。
After you have been baptized,
从我们
Your sins are forgiven.
从我们受洗开始，我们的罪物、罪孽、我们的罪全部被。
If you commit mortal sins,
如果我们再犯了致死的罪
，there will be no further or second chance for Jesus to die for you on the cross.
那么我们将没有再没有第二次机会，让主耶稣再一次为我们死。
So we should not commit any apostasy. That means the willful transgress God.
我们绝对不能够再干犯任何致死甚至违抗神命令的罪。
Now let's come to another verse, Hebrews chapter 10.
我们再看希伯来书第十章。
This verse is even more apparent, more much clearer.
在这里第十章我们可以看更清楚。
Chapter 10, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 26.
第十章二十六节。
Chapter 10 verse 26 to 28.
二十六节到二十八节。
For it, if we sin deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. Verse 27.
27节.
But a fearful prospect of judgment and a fury of fire which will consume the adversaries. Verse 28. 28
节.
A man who has violated the law of Moses dies without mercy at the testimony of two or three witnesses. Verse 29. 29
节.
How much worse punishment do you think will be deservedby the man who has burned the Son of God and profaned the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and outraged the spirit of grace. Okay, here's the same warning, in a very grave tone and a serious manner. We should not re-crucify Jesus.
在这里再一次的给我们更严重的声明跟警告，我们不可以再将耶稣第二次钉死。
Of course, we have the help of the Holy Spirit.And if with our alertness we could keep ourselves holy and also obey the commandments of God until the end of our life.
当然靠着圣灵靠着我们警醒的行事我们能够坚持到自己直到主耶稣的再临。
And, but just be watchful. Do not re-crucify Jesus. As Moses struck the rock twice instead of telling or requesting or asking for the grace of God.
但是在这里我们必须要千万的小心不要像摩西这样子打磐石两下使得我们也犯上同样的罪把主耶稣再一次钉在十字架上。
That rock to which we should pray, we should ask instead of striking.
那么对于这块磐石我们是应该祈求跟祷告来代替我们的击打。
Because he is ascended to heaven, high on heaven, but he is same time in with us, within us, he can...Take care of us.
他虽然已经到天上，但是他住在我们的心里，能够照顾我们。
He is willing to give all kinds of wonderful gifts to us if we ask.
如果我们求，他要将他所有的赐给我们。
But do not re-strike or re-crucify Jesus.
但是不要
by our own wrongdoings or mortal sins.
不要再一次的鞭打，再一次的将主耶稣再次钉在十字架上。
So this is a spiritual drink.
这就是灵饮。
It represents the Holy Spirit.
这代表的圣灵。
Jesus said to a Samaritan woman in John chapter 4, verse 13 and 14.
在约翰福音第四章里面说到主耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚的妇人说话。
If you drink of the water which I've given you, you will not thirst.
如果你喝我给你的水，你将不会再渴。
Let's read that verse.
我们再看这一段的经节。
John chapter 4, verse 13.
约翰福音第四章
John chapter 4 verse 13 Jesus seriously solemnly talks to this woman about the living water.
在这里主耶稣很谨慎地告诉这个生命告诉这个妇人生命之水的重要。
He says everyone who drinks of this water from Jacob's well will thirst again.14.
14节
But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. The water that I shall give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Jesus' words represented by manna can satisfy our spiritual need.
主耶稣的话就好像玛拿一样可以维持我们属灵的生命。
His Holy Spirit is like a world, like an eternal lifeLiving our eternal life, welling up from the innermost being.
但是他的圣灵就好像水泉源一样在我们的生命里面。
Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在这里说到的是圣灵。
He who drinks out the Holy Spirit, that Jesus give him, will never thirst.
凡是喝这水的人，永远不再渴。
And the water and the Holy Spirit will well up, gush up, perpetually.
而且这个水，这个圣灵会在我们的心里面不断的泉涌上来。
And this how just how John chapter 7 verse 37 39 describes.
就在约翰福音第七章里面所形容到的。
Now we know that already.
我们已经读过。
Jesus said, "Those who are thirsty, let them come to me and drink."
凡饥渴的人都可以来到我这边。
He who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water.
凡是信我的人，他的腹中要流出如活水的江河。
Jesus refers this to the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣说明了这个水就是圣灵。
Indeed, in the holy city.We have the abundant water of living God.
事实上，在圣城里面，我们有不用用不尽的活水。
The abundance of the grace.
我们可以看到丰富的恩典。
Fullness of the spiritual gifts.
我们可以看到充满属灵的恩赐。
At the same time, overflow of the Holy Spirit from everyone who has received the Holy Spirit.
我们可以看到那些得圣灵的人充满了这样活水的泉源。
灵命永留 ，They have the overflow of the spiritual life.
他们能够有很丰富的灵命永留。
And we thank God, the Holy Spirit, this living water God has given us through Jesus.
我们很感谢神的，就是神借的耶稣能够给我们这个圣灵。
So we appreciate the words of God and Holy Spirit.
所以我们能够珍惜的神的话以及圣灵。
Because this is spiritual food and spiritual drink.
因为这是属灵的食物，属灵的。
And the rock has been Jesus Christ.
那么这块磐石也就是耶稣基督。
Will give us this spiritual food and spiritual drink.
也就是从他让我们得到灵食跟灵饮。
So we need to cherish it. We cherish them and keep ourselves worthy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能够好好的珍惜他，并且能够